Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and practical magic for navigating this wild ride called life with ADHD. I'm Laura Bennett, your host, and let's be honest, self-care isn't always a walk in the park, especially when your brain is running on its own chaotic rhythm. But trust me, it's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are lovely. Don't get me wrong. It's about creating routines and practices that actually fuel your unique ADHD energy. So buckle up, grab a cup of your favorite brew or maybe some sparkling water for an extra zing, and let's dive into some seriously potent self-care strategies that work with, not against, that magnificent ADHD brain of yours. Ever felt like your to-do list is longer than the grocery aisle at Whole Foods on Black Friday? You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing with a thousand ideas, but focusing on one feels like trying to hurt cats. Yet me too. But here's the thing. We ADHD folks are wired differently. Our brains are creative powerhouses, bursting with innovation and boundless energy. The key is harnessing that energy in a way that feels sustainable and fulfilling. Okay, let's break down five golden nuggets of self-care wisdom specifically for us neurodivergent wonders. 1. Embrace your sensory playground. You know how certain sounds, smells, or textures can either send your brain into overdrive or soothe it like a warm hug? That's because sensory input plays a huge role in how we regulate our emotions and focus. So ditch the one-size-fits-all self-care approach and create a personalized sensory haven that works for you. Maybe that means listening to calming nature sounds while you work, having a fidget toy on hand to keep those restless hands occupied, or taking regular walks barefoot on the grass feel that connection with the earth. It's all about finding what grounds you and brings you back to center. 2. Schedule time for your inner child. Remember those carefree days when your imagination ran wild and playtime was sacred? Well, guess what? You can reclaim that sense of joy and wonder even as a grown-up. Schedule regular me time where you can indulge in activities that spark your creativity, painting, dancing like nobody's watching, building something cool with Lego no judgment, or simply losing yourself in a good book. 3. Move your body with joy. Exercise isn't just about hitting the gym and sweating it out, though if you love that, rock on. It's about finding movement that feels good for your body and mind. Maybe it's a spontaneous dance party in your living room, a hike through a beautiful forest, or trying a new yoga class. Explore different activities until you find something that gets you moving and grooving. Remember, the goal is to have fun and release those endorphins. 4. Embrace imperfection with grace. You're not a robot, honey. You're human, and that means making mistakes, having off days, and sometimes getting totally derailed by a squirrel crossing your path. That happens to the best of us. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins no matter how small, and remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, but keep showing up for yourself with love and compassion. 5. Harness the power of routine. We all crave structure, even if we don't always admit it. Establishing routines can help us feel more grounded and in control, which is especially helpful when our brains are prone to wandering. Start small. Maybe it's setting aside 10 minutes each morning for meditation or journaling, having a consistent bedtime routine, or planning your meals ahead of time. Once you create those anchor points in your day, you'll feel the magic unfold. Imagine this. You wake up feeling energized and focused, even though your to-do list feels like Mount Everest. You breeze through your morning routine with ease, your body and mind syncing up beautifully. Later on, instead of getting overwhelmed by a project, you tap into that creative ADHD genius and come up with innovative solutions all while enjoying the process. This isn't a fantasy, it's a blueprint for a successful life where self-care becomes your superpower, not just another chore to check off. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Embrace your unique brilliance, prioritize your well-being, and watch yourself soar. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of ADHD positivity. Tag us on social media and let us know how these strategies are working for you. And that's a wrap for today, beautiful brains. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and remember you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.